I am Bridget Hansman of the Studio for Breathing, Movement and Structural Integration, AMRI. With these words, I will come along on your walk and orient your attention. Part 4, the bamboo cane. In a place with a nice view, stand with some space in front of you so you can walk a few steps. Spread your feet, not too wide, but enough for you to have one foot underneath each side of your body. If you spread them too wide, you will break the line of weight transmission and put a heavy load on your lumbars and sacrum. If you keep them too close together, your base of support is too small, and you will have to compensate with tension in the rest of your body in order to keep yourself up. Imagine you are a bamboo cane and you are swaying in a soft breeze, first from one side to the other. It is a very small movement. From the outside, it can hardly be seen, but you can feel your weight dropping more into one foot and then the other. Find out if it feels familiar to have more weight on one foot or the other. When your weight is evenly distributed between both feet, the breeze shifts and you now sway back and forth. It is still a very small movement, so that your heels and your toes stay on the ground at all times. Observe what it feels like when your weight comes forward through your feet and make little adjustments in your body until you feel that your ankle works like a hinge, transmitting your weight forward through the medial arches, which are robust and best prepared for receiving the greater part of your weight. The lateral part of your feet makes sure that your base of support is wide. Try different options of being in the main segments of your body. Bend your knees, hyperextend them, and then feel what it is like when the weight flows through the center of your knees. Do the same in your hips. Stick out your tail and then hide it between your legs, and then try the middle point. Hold your chest up like a hero and let it collapse over your stomach like a poor victim. And then see what it is like in between these extremes. Lift your head as if you were imploring the sky. Keep your eyes glued to the ground and then find the place in between where your eyes can receive the image of your horizon, looking straight ahead. Observe how these different positions affect the swaying of the bamboo cane. Notice the point of maximum support and minimum effort you come through when moving back and forth. When all the segments of your body are aligned, like the segments of a bamboo cane, let the breeze carry you a little bit further ahead and fall forward into walking. Notice how it is different from how you walk habitually. What is it like to be walking like this? What does the world look like from here? How is it different from what you are used to?